Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a dry way, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. I bow down to pray. I try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all this worn out leather. I've got 100 million reasons to walk away. But baby, I just need one good one to stay. Head stuck in a cycle, I look off and I stare. It's like that I've stopped breathing but completely aware. Cause you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. And if you say something that you might even mean, it's hard to even fathom which parts I should believe. Cause you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons.
Yeah. safe here. Baby, we're worth the wait. Yeah, I picked the wrong kind. Time after time, I drank from the poison wine. Yeah, I picked the wrong kind. But baby, you're alright. Yeah, baby, I've seen the light. I got a feeling, I got a feeling. Danger is coming, danger is coming, danger is coming. Oh, oh, oh. I got a feeling, I got a feeling. What has been 1 year, the what has been 1 year.
Speak, but I was 14 with my passion.
laughing like I always do. Then it hit me from nowhere, everything I feel about me and you. Something I've never known, yeah. But the way that I'm feeling makes me realize that it can't be wrong. Your love's like a summer rain, washing my doubts away. 7 days and seven nights of my day.
knees look low. Hold me in close and don't let me go. Make love to me. So when the world's at war, that I love heals us all. Right now, baby, make love to me. Me, 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 me. Oh. About guns, but I've been shot by you. Hey, and I don't know when I'm gonna die, but I hope that I'm gonna die by you. Hey, and I don't know much about fighting, but I know I will fight for you. Hey, just when I fall up, stop, realize that I'm laying right next to you, baby. We ain't got nothing but love. And darling, you got enough for the both of us. Ooh, make love to me when my days look low.
Night to come out and play. If it's all right, what do you It's the morning of your very first day. You say hi to your friends you ain't seen in a while. Try and stay out of everybody's way. It's your freshman year and you're gonna be here for the next 4 years in this town. Hoping one of those senior boys will wink at you and say,
just my friend who you're supposed to. I've never told you. All I wanted to say, and now it's too late to hold you, 'cause you've flown away, so far away.
Here at the studio. You've been tuned into Liz on Something About the Women at WMFO in Medford. We listened to Give Me One Reason by Tom and Collins, which is a super cool version of the original Give Me One Reason by Tracy Chapman, A Thousand Miles by Vanessa Carlton, A Million Reasons by Lady Gaga, Seven Wonders by Fleetwood Mac, which is actually a new Fleetwood Mac song that I discovered. I really like Fleetwood Mac, and that album that it was a bonus track on is just like a really great album, and I'm really happy that I discovered that song. 1 Million Bullets by Sia, 14 by Paula Cole, Eighth World Wonder by Kimberly Locke, 1+1 by Beyonce, I play two Beyonce songs, actually, this set. Great song. 7-Eleven's just like a really fun song, and then 1+1's just beautiful. 3 by Britney Spears, 15 by Taylor Swift, 4 in the Morning by Gwen Stefani, and One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. Continuing on with our numerical music set today. I've got a Joni Mitchell song coming up, and then I'm going to do my songwriter spotlight and then maybe get into Lil Rock for Crash Course for the Ravers and segue into Brian's awesome show. So keep it tuned here for Something About the Women, WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
One Week Last Summer by Joni Mitchell. Really cool. I've never really played an instrumental before on the show. And when I was looking up songs that referenced like numbers in the title and stuff, this song actually won 2008 Grammy Award for Best Pop Instrumental Performance. So that's pretty cool. So now we're going to get into our songwriter spotlight. And my songwriter spotlight of the day is Candy Burris, and she is on Real Housewives of Atlanta. And so if you live in the house with me or you know me, I love myself some Real Housewives. And I love, I think it's interesting. It's really funny. The franchise on Bravo, there's a couple of them. So there's like Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of New York, New Jersey, Miami, Beverly Hills, I'm pretty sure, and Orange County. And it just follows the lives of different housewives and who maybe have made their own money or have been married to famous athletes or some or anything like that. And I mean, it's trash TV, people. It's not anything deep, but it really is entertaining. And I really like to know about the lives of all the housewives. So Atlanta has definitely been my favorite. I think Atlanta seems wicked cool to visit, and the restaurants they go to are super cool. And I think that all of them have, all the housewives kind of have their own thing going. And so Candy Burris is one of the housewives, and she was on the girl group Xscape, which was a 90s like R&B group. And people said that they were the girl version of Jodeci. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. Because definitely listened to like 90s. I wasn't really like, you know, cognizant of listening to music in the 90s because I was born in 94. But I definitely think that listening to it now, it's really great to kind of like reminisce. I love the 90s and the whole 90s vibe. So Xscape, it was a girl group. It was formed in 1992. It has Candy Burris in it, Tamika Tiny Cottle, who is married to rapper T.I. I don't know how to say her name. Lataka Scott, Tamika Scott, which I'm very certain that they're sisters. And they were discovered by Jermaine Dupri, who's a rapper who was a rapper in the 90s. And he was even like popular kind of in the 2000s when I was in middle school. And they have some big hits for the 90s. And they act, and so when they weren't performing their own songs that they wrote, Candy and Tiny, they actually made the, well, they didn't make, they wrote the song No Scrubs for TLC, and they won a Grammy for it. So it's really cool. Like, Candy's one of the housewives that's won a Grammy, and she's one of the housewives on Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's, oh, it's a show on Bravo. And they, and she's one of the housewives that has made her own money instead of marrying into money. So that's pretty cool. She's a go-getter and stuff. So I've a really cool interview that I looked up that's from a while ago, because I can tell because it's not her hairstyle that's on the current season of Real Housewives. And she explains writing for TLC and No Scrubs. So we're going to take a look here.
Like, yo, we need to write our own songs. Do the group's breaking up, what we gonna do? So we decided we were gonna do a duo, Tiny and myself. And I was like, yo, we need to write our own songs for, you know, when we present it to the label. No Scrubs was one of the songs we had did for ourselves. And some kind of way, somebody played it for L.A. Reid. He loved the song. And we was like, okay, they can have it. Because in my mind, I can always write some more records. And I feel like some people be like, do you regret giving that record away? No, I do not. That was one of the best decisions I think I ever made in my life. That song has made history, and it really opened the doorway for my songwriting career to be able to write songs for other artists. I would
what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul.
No,
I don't want your number.
No,
I don't wanna give you mine. And
no,
I don't wanna meet you nowhere.
No,
don't want none of your time.
Definitely say that song would be one of, well, if not the most lucrative hit for me, one of them. I would have to say the most, because it, at the time it had broke records like the most played song in history. So that was like major. But I had, you know, another big record that year, Bills, Bills, Bills for Destiny's Child. And then I had some more hits that were just like on a whole bunch of different albums. But No Scrubs, I got the Grammy for that one. So that's why that one is still number one on my list.
At first we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you ask to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother.
Silly me,
why haven't I found another? A baller.
When times get hard, need someone to help me out,
instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.